USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hours away from calling New York's mass shooting terrorism. He's expected to say it was motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology after meeting with grieving families. His visit will include seeing the supermarket where 10 people were killed Saturday. This as a vigil was held Monday night, attended by New York City Mayor Eric Adams and State Attorney General Lolita James.
So as a New Yorker and as a neighbor, but most of all, as a black woman from Brooklyn, I feel the pain. I cry at night.
Workers continue to rescue the last Ukrainian defenders holed up inside a massive steel plant in the devastated port city of Mariupol. The soldiers have spent weeks inside the plant along with civilians, the last holdouts in the city. More than 50 seriously wounded fighters were taken to a hospital east of the city. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Voters in five states, including the Keystone State, are heading to the polls on Tuesday.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his consistent double-digit polling lead over Congressman Connor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The price of gas just keeps going up. The AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular is now $4.52 a gallon. Diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. That's up over $2 from a year ago today. Professor Brian Brenberg serves as an executive vice president and associate professor of business at King's College. He believes gas is going to continue to rise.
We'll be over $5 a gallon in July and August when the driving season starts, unless something radical changes, like China completely shuts down its economy again. But this is not going to get better anytime soon. And it's political self-sabotage for the Biden administration. I mean, I cannot believe people who have been in D.C. this long and who understand how much gas prices matter to their electoral prospects are completely cutting themselves out at the knees.
A law enforcement official is looking into how two Utah police officers handled the traffic stop involving Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie before she disappeared and was found in Wyoming dead. A lawyer representing Petito's family is blaming the officers for Petito's death, saying in a statement, the officers' failure to understand or follow the requirements of the law left Gabby defenseless with her abuser and resulted in the lost opportunity to avoid this preventable tragedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.